Let's get honest. You became an entrepreneur or professional because you wanted more. More freedom, fulfillment, and a life that feels deeply aligned. So why does it sometimes feel like success comes at the cost of your health, joy, or precious time with those you love? What if you could step out of the cycle of stress and overwhelm and into clarity, ease, and lasting success? Intuitive business strategist Ranchelle Van Bryce helps you uncover the patterns holding you back, align your vision with your actions, and build the purpose-driven life and business you've always dreamed of without sacrificing what matters most.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's show. I'm so excited to be here with you. Today we're going to talk a little bit about branding, and specifically when your brand looks right. It's what you had represented maybe in the past, but it really starts to not feel right, and what that could possibly mean, because it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to change your brand. It could mean that it's time to do some alignment, some changing, some transformation of your brand, or it might not mean that at all. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And you know, really what the position I want to come from today is things that I wish that I had known when I decided to open up my business, like the things that people don't talk about. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Now, if you are brand new to my channel, welcome. My name is Ranchelle Van Bryce, and today we are here on Inspired Choices Network, and the show name, of course, is called Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. And I believe that success needs to be defined by each one of us individually, and my version of success is possibly going to be very, very different than your version of success. And isn't that just the coolest thing? Because that makes everyone so unique and makes our businesses so unique. I'm often referred to as an intuitive business strategist. I am often referred to as people's guide. I'm the bridge between the old way of doing business and this new way that's emerging. I combine strategy with spirituality. I'm in both camps. I have my feet planted in both areas. And I just love it. I love being able to look at things and taking action, understanding the strategy behind it. I love seeing the lies and the patterns that emerge. And I really am enjoying the journey that I'm on, where I can see what's happening, the future of business, and how our past of the business may be keeping us a little bit stuck. And so this is really what the show is about. Every single episode, I try to bring this flavor of success and being the bridge. And so for my human design fans, I am a reflector, and I am a 1-3 reflector. What does that mean for those of you who don't follow human design? Check it out. It's really cool. But reflectors are less than 1% of the world. My role here on Earth is to really reflect back into the health and wellness of my community. And specifically, I'm here to see patterns and disrupt patterns, and then have an opportunity then to show and share with people maybe what could be done differently. And so, and as a 1-3, what that means, and again, check it out in human design. Really what that means is I spend some time investigating and I spend some time experiencing. That's my life. I go out, check things out, sample it, taste it, bring it back to the world and say, here's what's working. Here's what didn't work. Here's why I think it works. Here's why I think it doesn't work. So lucky me, my life is just around always checking things out and testing it. And I absolutely love it. So things that I wish that people told me when I decided to get into business. Now, my very first business was a Curves franchise. And so it's really awesome when you buy a franchise. You actually, part of what you're purchasing is a brand. So think of Starbucks, think of McDonald's in Canada, Tim Hortons. I'm not sure if Dunkin' Donuts in the States is franchise owned or not. But think of franchises across the world, where owners, so they have a local owner, but they're following a system. They have a brand that's been developed by a team. The team has done all of the research, because there is tons of research that goes into into franchising, into branding. They've done all of the research. They've come up with why this brand works, where it works, what the psychographics are connected to, the demographics are connected to. And they have spent tons of time, tons of money, tons of effort, and not like efforting, but just, that to say this is the brand that will work for our ideal client. Starbucks does the same, Nike does the same thing, Weight Watchers did the same thing. I'm just thinking of the things Herbal Magic, back in the day when I had the curves, Herbal Magic, restaurants like Mr. Mike's and other restaurants in the States, all of those pieces, they have figured it out. Even gas stations have figured it out. And along comes a solopreneur, and she or he decides, I want to have a business and I'm going to start my brand. And they think that branding is around a logo, the color, and the font. And that's part of it, because the psychology behind colors, and their psychology behind the font, and their psychology behind the tagline and the images. So there is what's part of the brand, but that's not the entire brand. And solopreneurs, unless they have background in psychology or background in business, maybe background in corporate, are really unfamiliar with the whole concept of developing a brand. And a brand is really, yes, it's about your font and your imagery. It's also about what's the feel when people see your brand. What do you want them to feel? What do you want them to envision? It's also about what action do you want them to take? It's about your messaging, your marketing messaging. It's about consistency. And so, as a solopreneur, that can be really, really a huge challenge. And here's why. We evolve. As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, you evolve. And if you didn't take the time to study and understand what it is to develop a brand, and you chose a logo only because you liked the logo and you liked the colors, which sometimes may or may not be a great reason to develop your brand, then you evolve and you feel really stuck with your branding. You feel like it just doesn't really speak to you any longer. And then you find yourself in a position of, oh shit, what's next? I'm going to talk a little bit more, more about that. What I wish that people would have told me when I bought a franchise was I would be end up actually developing two brands, the brand of my business, which was Curves for Women Franchises, and the brand of Ranchelle. And those were two separate brands, and I often felt confused because I didn't understand the concept of building a solo brand, building a personal brand, right? And I really started to see the separation of. So, for example, I'll use Oprah Winfrey or Tony Robbins as examples. These are just people that I followed a lot when I had my Curves franchises. And they had their own personal brand, and it was also a business brand. And that can also be in a tough place because here's the thing. Let's use Tony Robbins as an example. When Tony wants to get out and he, if he ever wanted to sell his business, he can't sell Tony Robbins because he's the only Tony Robbins, right? I can't sell Ranchelle Van Bryce. It's just me. So we have personal brands, Ranchelle Van Bryce. I also have a business brand, Ignite Your Success. And a lot of people don't see that. I often have conversation with website developers and coaches, and they're like, you just need to put everything under Ranchelle. And I'm like, no, I don't. And here's why, right? Here's why. I have two brands. I could split it apart and say, I have two businesses. And so I understand because I had the curves, the importance of developing a business brand and the importance of developing a personal brand. What can be confusing, and it can be confusing, is when I'm doing something to understand What brand am I working under? Now, my personal brand and my business brand are very similar in what and the things that they have to offer, very similar in the font. So I'm talking like branding, very similar in the messaging, very similar in the logos, right? My Ranch Saw Van Bryce is a signature. That's it. There's no logo to go with it. Ignite Your Success Coaching and Consulting has an actual quote unquote logo to go with it. And I wish that people would have spent, well, I wish I would have known, not that people would have spent that time with me, but I wish I would have known that there would sometimes feel like a push-pull for me in this, and this confusion that I sometimes would feel at different times. Now, why I was confused was that my business, Ignite Your Success Coaching and Consulting, has been really, really stable. And even through my evolution, that brand still fits. The branding part of it, the energetics behind it, the alignment of it still fits. But Ranchelle, she's shifted a lot, right? I've had my own entrepreneurial solopreneur business since 2010. The time of this live show, it's 2025. So for 15 years, I've had Ranchelle Van Bryce. Now, before Ignite Your Success Coaching and Consulting, I had a brand, Redefine Your Day Coaching. So I had that ended up. I closed the chapter on that, and then I brought in Ignite Your Success Coaching and Consulting. I've now added another brand, another revenue stream, we could call it that as well, another brand called the Empowered Entrepreneur. That brand is named after my book, The Empowered Entrepreneur. I have a magazine launching called The Empowered Entrepreneur. I have a mastermind that started called The Empowered Entrepreneur. It's not Ranchelle Van Bryce. It's part of Ignite Your Success Coaching. Does this feel confusing for you? If it does, just take a moment. I'm not building a practice. I'm building a business. What about you? Are you building a business or are you building a practice? And either way is fine, but I'm not building a practice. So my branding around that, my revenue streams, the way I have my company set up, is different than if I was a solopreneur who had one brand, one name, Ranchelle Van Bryce, Ignite Your Success. It feels different. So if you start to feel disconnected from your brand, take a step back. Probably shouldn't step back because you can't hear me. Take a step back and lean into where the disconnect is, right? Where is the disconnect? Like, from a logical perspective, it's one of the reasons why I chose to have no quote unquote logo with Ranchelle Van Bryce other than my signature, because I knew how much I evolve, right? Like others, right? But I just was so aware. The things that I'm, I think some common ground, certainly commonality in, how I showed up in 2010 versus 2025. There's like certain values that I have that are still around, but I'm a completely different person. So my quote unquote, again, I'm using air quotes here because like the branding part needs to evolve. It needs to evolve. And I'm going to talk a little bit more after that. But yeah, I was going to start now. But before that, I'm going to pause. And let's go to our first commercial break. My name is Ramshal. If you're just joining me now, stay with me. We're on Inspired Choices Network, and the name of the show is Ignite Your Success with Ramshal. Thanks.
Success isn't about working harder or following someone else's path. It's about aligning with who you are and the life you're meant to create. What if you stopped chasing success and started living it? What if you could transform your approach to life and business by stepping into your unique vision and potential? Join intuitive business strategist Ranchelle Van Bryce on Ignite Your Success as she shares powerful tools and insights to help you design a life and business that feel authentically aligned. Catch the show on Wednesdays on Inspired Choices Network at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to rvb@igniteyoursuccess.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about branding and, you know, as a solopreneur, or whether you have multiple businesses at a time in your life where it starts to feel like there's a disconnect, it kind of feels off. You've done the work, maybe you even hired professionals and they helped you suss out what your brand should be. And then you get into it and you're like, yeah, that's actually not really resonating with me anymore. And, you know, and what should you do? And I started the show by talking about, here are the things that I'm sharing with you is the things that I wish that I had in place, you know, as I started to really understand that. So in doing that, you know, one of the greatest things for me was to understand the concept, the amount of dedication and development to, quote unquote, a brand. I'm quoting a lot today. That's interesting for me. And I had Curves Franchise as my very first business, and it has, it was international and had a brand to it. There was a look and feel to it. There was people, the right, you know, we understood the demographics, we understood the psychographics. So that's marketing, but that's also part of branding. Recently, I was asked to speak on branding, and I was really nervous about it. So I said to the woman, I don't think I really know much about branding. And she kind of looked at me and she's like, everything you talk about is around branding. And I even got caught up in the, I'm not a graphic artist, and, you know, and I don't really have a strength of imagery. And we laughed because what I do know really well is business. I understand psychology. I understand marketing, and that kind of putting that all together, you know, we have with this concept that we can refer to as branding. Now, what's interesting for me is the times in my life where I've wanted to switch my brand, my brand. So not necessarily just the colors and just the font and just the imagery, but wanted to switch maybe even some of the language that I was using. I wanted to switch how I was coming across. Like, again, this is all part of branding. And when it came to, though, changing the physical look, by changing the font or changing the logo. The people in my life, my mentors and guides, all said the same thing. Don't do that. That would be a mistake. And here was their reasoning. Their reasoning was that my brand was well known with the people that were utilizing my services, and they felt that it would cause confusion. And here's what I've said. That's bullshit. So I'm not Starbucks, right? I'm not Tony Robbins yet, right? I'm not, so I start with the not part of it because even if I was Tony Robbins, are people going to be like completely stressed out that he starts calling himself Tony or Anthony or changes his look and feel? I don't think so. I don't think so. Are people going to stop going to McDonald's if they change their logo and changed, as was said, Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts? Now, here's the thing. Yes. Yes, that is a possibility because those industries have spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars doing market research to ensure that their branding, right, the tagline, the font, the logos, yes, even the imagery appeals to their audience. And if they change that, it absolutely can affect their bottom line. Now, could it affect your bottom line? Yes, absolutely, it can. So you don't just go about it because you have on a whim. It's something to do thoughtfully. I'm going to share a story around what happened with Curves. In around 2006, Curves International made some changes to their branding, to their imagery. Up until that time, they used Diane Haven, who was the co-founder of Curves. They used her cartoon characters to promote Curves. And they switched to what Weight Watchers was doing and what all of the other weight loss centers was doing. So Weight Watchers, there's a Herbal Magic, which was no logo per se, just the name of the business, right? And Curves International removed the character. And they removed it because, so this is also really important. They removed it because in their research, their focus group, and they didn't include any Canadians, their focus group, listen to this, is important because it was an error. Their focus group said that they should move towards more of what Herbal Magic was doing. And the reason that happened, and this is the mistake, was that Curves International went from a 30-minute fitness and weight loss center to a weight loss center that offered fitness. So not only did they change their brand, they changed their focus. So it was a combination of two things that, in my opinion, was the demise of the Curves franchises. My phone stopped ringing the moment we started doing the new advertising, which is a whole other probably series of episodes. Complete panic. 50 staff. I had 7 centers at the time, 50 employees. The phone stops ringing. I panicked. The greatest thing ever, though, was I learned so much about marketing and branding, branding being a part of it because of that happening. So can branding affect your bottom line? Yes. And is it because you maybe changed the focus of your business as part of the branding? Would a logo make a difference? I don't know. Do the research. But if you're doing the research, focus on your target audience, or who maybe even maybe who you want to be your target audience. I believe in following your intuition. So if you intuitively know you've outgrown your brand, then make the changes and be aware, though, that there are many steps to follow other than just changing the look and feel and your tagline. There's a whole energetic shift that goes with this. And it's not a bad thing. Like when I started to really refocus my energy in 2000, at the end of 2023, and 2024 was a hell of a year. It was a really tough year business-wise because my energy started to focus and I started to realize that what I was offering, I could no longer offer. I moved my energy away. I started to shift into this new brand and it took time. It took time. It didn't feel like an overnight success. And what I've noticed with anything in business is that we take these incremental steps. We take these consistent steps that creates momentum, and with momentum then comes the quantum leap. So if you're thinking about rebranding, ask yourself what parts of this feel I'll use the word misaligned, use whatever word you want to, but what parts of it? Because, for example, like I said, Ignite Your Success Coaching and Consulting doesn't feel misaligned. I'm a consultant and I coach, right? How I coach, what I coach, right? My methodology, completely different. And I have my methodology secure in my personal brand of RanchelleVanBryce.com. The branding, the logo, the font stay the same. The taglines shifted. The messaging within my branding shifted hugely. And so maybe that's all that you need to do is shifting the messaging part of your branding, but your font, your logo, all of things would be the same. And so I just, well, guess, I would say, A, give yourself some slack if you feel disconnected, right? B, tap into, really lean into why this feels misaligned. And three, reach out, connect with me. You can go to my website, ranchellevanbryce.com, I think it's / contact. Or once you go there, you'll see in the menu, there's a contact page. Fill out the contact page. Let's get connected and let's see where your brand is misaligned. Is it in your messaging? Is it in your imagery? Is it time for you to something completely different? Because here's the thing that no one else really talks about is if it feels misaligned and you continue, it feels like it's out of integrity. And if you feel like you're out of integrity, it's going to affect the energetics of your business. And your energetics of your business for sure affects your bottom line because it affects your revenue, which affects your profit. If you feel out of integrity, it's going to have a hell of an impact on your bottom line. And no one talks about that. Well, there's a few of us that do, right? And that's what I love talking about is you need to feel in alignment with what's going on because that's the frequency you're sending out. That's the signature that you're sending out on the regular basis. So don't lie to yourself. And you might have some well-intentioned marketing people. Don't change that because people, know that's what you were. Well, holy shit, we're allowed to change. I'm completely different than my first business at the age of 30 years old. And I'm sure that you are different as well. Again, be thoughtful. That's the most important thing. And start to really tap into the energy of why you feel misaligned, but honor that, and be so radically honest with yourself. What will happen as you're being radically honest? You'll start to get insight from source, from God, about what the next steps are. Right? And again, I'm going to encourage you, reach out to me, ranchellevanbryce.com, go to my contact page. Fill out the form. Let's have a conversation. Perhaps maybe I can see something that you don't see. And wouldn't that be cool?
Thank you for listening to Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. Ranchelle returns Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, be big, be bold, be brilliant, be you.